Hi, it's Stein. Given the current health situation, Nancy Leeson and I are using an electronic form of social distancing for this week's Food for Thought.
Hey, Stein. What are you doing on the air right now when you've been off the air the last week or two? And the answer is, you're being careful.
Yeah, I've got to be. I have been numerous of what they call underlying conditions, so I've been basically staying at home. I'm here today in the studios because there's no one else here but me. I'm all alone in this little production studio talking to you on a special telephone line. Would you care to tell the punters where you are at this moment?
Yes, I am talking to you from my walk-in closet in my bedroom at home that's filled with clothes and it's carpeted, so it's probably the quietest space in the house.
I love the smell of mothballs in the morning. Is the light on or are you in the dark, as usual?
I'm not even going to answer that question, Stein.
Let's talk about food and cooking in these very difficult times we're trying to get through.
I've been looking at my Twitter feed a lot, and it's interesting what people are doing, talking about food and what they're making and whether they're going out. And I heard from a guy named Joel who asked, what do you and Stein need on hand to survive 2 weeks without culinary boredom?
So what'd you tell him?
Parmesan, flour. I bake bread, frozen sausages and other pork products, frozen shrimp, beans, Asian condiments, a globe's worth of pasta, canned tomatoes, tuna, sardines, anchovies, rice, a deep spice shelf, cabbage, carrots, potatoes, onions, and celery. All of those keep well. Ginger, garlic, butter, good olive oil. And I also have a good stock of chicken and eggs.
But not everybody does. So have you been out and around? Have you been going to supermarkets? I've really been pretty isolated.
Yes, I have. But I've been going out far less than I usually do. And I've decided that from here on in, I'm going to be hitting stores at times that won't be too crazy, either really early or really late. One of the things I have been doing is wiping down the carts, and I've been wearing disposable food safe gloves. Back to Twitter, cookbook author Andrea Nguyen wrote this morning that she wanted to support her farmers. The farmers markets locally have been canceled, and I think as a result of that, the farmers are hurting. She suggests getting some fresh vegetables.
Looking for the locally grown sign in the produce section, and there's lots of them.
Exactly, and local farmers have new things, but they have a lot of stuff in storage. Carrots, potatoes, onions. Par cooking and draining the vegetables, spreading them out on parchment-lined baking sheets, and freeze them. Put them in Ziploc.
Well, I gotta ask, why not just go ahead and buy the frozen vegetables in the first place?
Well, you can certainly do that, Stein. That's not helping your local farmer much. It might be helping Birdseye.
Well, I don't think there's too much local farming of greens going on right now in this area, is there?
I was seeing some beautiful purple sprouting broccoli around that would taste great in any kind of noodle soup you might make.
Okay, well, let me add a couple of tips that just occurred to me. Number one, take the twist ties off of any of those vegetables. They'll last a lot better that way. And two, and this is just my cheapskate way, after you've rewashed your vegetables, dry them off with paper towels, and then you've got damp paper towels. You don't throw them away. You save them. You could do other stuff with them. Just in case people start hoarding paper towels too, you'll make yours go as far as possible.
And remember I told you about that great trick where when you have scallions, save the root end. If you take that end and put it in just a little bit of water, it will re-sprout the greenery.
Funny you mentioned that. We just pulled up most of our leeks. Cheryl cut off the bottoms of them, and we're going to stick those root ends back in the ground, see what happens. And for people that don't want to go out or to the supermarket at all, they've had home delivery options, most of them, for a long time, which I never even considered doing. But I got to tell you, I recently signed up for one. I haven't ordered yet. Have you done that?
No, I haven't, but you can tell me how it worked.
Well, if I try it, I'll let you know. With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy.
I'm out of here.
Leeson.
He's dead.
All alone by the telephone.
Stein.